happening? Because only the wealthy can afford to live there.
No, I think it's the opposite. I think the wealthy are all leaving because they can afford to just pack up and go. If you were a movie star, why would you have your residence in California? You could be almost as close and live across the border in Nevada and not have all those taxes.
Oh, don't get all them Californians over here now, JP.
That's why Reno is full of warehouses, because we don't have an inventory tax in Nevada, so everybody builds their warehouse right on the border and then ships into California from there.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
So you think it's going to be the reverse? It's going to be only poor people trying to get out, and they can't. They're going
to
be like a bunch of rats.
Right, yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Well, if all the bureaucracy become, the bureaucrats become, if they're all from Hollywood, they'll do something, won't they? That's crazy. And all those new laws going into effect this year for California, too. I don't know how that's going to.
It's just crazy.
It's just crazy. I don't know what they're going to do. It's fun watching them anyway.
They're running out of money.
I used to be one of them California rats.
And they just keep passing laws and passing new programs. It's just crazy.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. Jerry Brown seems like a smart guy.
Then why is he increasing the budget?
Until he left Linda Ronstadt. Then I knew he was really stupid.
Yeah, what was that all about?
I don't know what that was all about. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. But he's back in the saddle, and we'll see what happens. He has his ideas. Also, the nation's unemployment rate edged down to 8.5%. This is the lowest in nearly 3 years. Do you think that's a good sign?
That's completely bogus.
Bogus.
The government is lying about the unemployment. Just flat out lying.
They are.
And you know, I wrote a column on that a couple of weeks ago. And then this week, everybody's repeating what I said 2 weeks ago, that the government is just flat out lying.
We'll just call you Nostradamus from
now
on.
They keep reducing the amount of people who are available to work. That's how they keep lowering the rate.
Well, plus they're not counting the people who lost their jobs 3.5 years ago and are not on unemployment anymore, or are just scrounging for breadcrumbs.
And now that this week they found a new way to lie. You know, they said 200,000 jobs were created.
Yeah, that's what they said. 200,000 jobs were
created. 40,000 of them were couriers. Now, do you really think...
Couriers?
Couriers! Those like guys on bicycles who deliver packages in New York City.
Drug couriers.
Do you seriously think there were 40,000 new couriers?
I can't imagine.
No. Something's just wrong with the whole system. They're lying.
Well, they're saying it declined from 1.3 million a year earlier to 945,000 in December. That's 8.5%. The jobless rate, the lowest since February of 2009, 8.3%. Not quite as low.
No.
Employment in transportation and warehouse rose sharply in December. They say 50,000 jobs. Almost all of the gain occurred in the couriers and messengers industry. There you go. 42,000 of them. Seasonal hiring was particularly strong in December. Now, that's true every year.
Right.
But what are you going to do after Santa leaves?
They're all going to lose their jobs in January, so we're just crazy.
They say retail trade continued to add jobs in December with a gain of about 28,000. Employment in the industry has increased by 240,000 over the past 12 months. What? I wonder where that's coming from. Job gains continued in general merchandise stores. They say they created 13,000 more, clothing and accessories, 11,000. Whatever. Also in December, manufacturing employment expanded by 23,000. Over the past 12 months, non-farm payroll employment has risen by 1.6 million. Employment in the private sector rose by 212,000 in December. The private sector? Are they talking retail? What are they talking?
Talking non-government jobs.
That's what I mean. Retail. 1.9 over the year. Well, I hope so. That's all I got to say. You know, even if half of it's a lie.
It's all a lie.
The other is good.
And the internet was full of all these different, even left-wing sources are now saying the government is flat-out lying about the unemployment rate. At the rate they're reducing the number of people who are available for the workforce, by the time the election happens in November, we will have zero unemployment. Now, do you really think that's possible?
When has that ever happened? So you think it's a ploy by the Democrats?
And I explained it all in my column. I said they do this with a survey. It's not like they're out there counting and doing some official thing. They call people on the phone. They ask them if they are working. If they say they're not working,
they hang up on
them. If their answer is no, they ask why not.
Scratch them off the list. Okay, move on.
So they get two numbers from that phone call. One, are you employed? And two, are you a part of the workforce? Okay, so they don't count the unemployed. They get that by subtracting the employed from the workforce. So if they lower the workforce number, then they lower the unemployment rate.
Are you part of this research?
I researched the whole thing for my column. It's just a sham.
Well, let me ask you something. How does one side of the government have all this power and the other side doesn't counter it with other research? Why are the numbers so staggering and we don't know the truth? How
all
does that happen?
All I know is I graphed it and all of a sudden the labor force of the United States of America flatlined and started down when Obama became president. Now, do you think something drastic happened to our population growth?
We don't think that might have
2009?
Been partially leftover Bush stuff.
It's the population has nothing to do with political policy. They're saying that the workforce is decreasing all of a sudden. It's just not true.
People are disappearing.
The population is still increasing just at the same rate it was in the first decade of this century.
Ooh, UFOs, abductions.
It's just maddening.
It is maddening. So, jpattitude.com, they can find that on your website.
That's right.
Check it out, see what you think, and leave a comment. I like to read
it's
the comments.
It's something about unemployment. I can't remember the title.
And I wanted to ask you something about this MM. You say you've got someone that's writing you all the time, MM?
This is my daughter's
theory. Tell me your
theory.
Oh, your daughter's theory.
She thinks that the person who writes in comments and sends them into my website...
First, are they positive or negative comments?
Well, the one... I had my five worst human beings in the country.
She totally agreed with all of them.
She said I should have had Obama on there, or he or she. And my daughter's theory is that that's Michelle Malkin writing into my website.
Wouldn't that be
interesting?
Because
she's seen her write into other blogs over the years, and she said that's how she signs herself, and that's how she sounds.
Of course, we've got someone signing Ron Paul, too, to some of his stuff. So.
I know.
It's probably...
That's his excuse, anyway.
Well, interesting, but jpattitude.com, see what you think of that. Also, I heard that Charlie Rose is going to rise and shine for CBS.
Mean? What does that mean?
You know Charlie Rose. He may be the very best and well-known best interviewer on the planet.
Is
that's
he taking
all.
Over
Charlie Rose.
Katie Couric?
What? Don't mention her name on my show,
okay,
I told you.
Just ask.
Never. If there's something important in the news, of course, chances are that he has left his mark on the story. As you know, he's a very... subtle man. He's very easy.
Like
I like him. I do. He's kind of boring because he's so monotone.
Okay.
And easygoing. But he's always interesting. I mean, whether it comes about events from North Korea or Shakespeare, he's always on it. And the conversation isn't something that you would really expect on morning TV, but they're going to take a chance. CBS is going to be putting him on in the morning to go up against Today's Show and Good Morning America.
Okay, is he going to be with somebody?
Or? Yes, he's going to have a weatherman.
They always have a weatherman.
Well, and
they?
You know what? I got to be honest with you. They're saying, how in the heck can he go up against like someone like Matt Lauer, who's, of course, best known for wisecracking with Richard Branson or pushing political candidates with badgering questions or cracking eggs with Paula Deen. But I'm going to be honest with you. I am getting sick and tired of the recipes. I'm getting sick and tired of the most popular shoes. Everything after 8:30 is
Jay,
bogus.
You're growing up.
No,
you're
yes,
becoming an adult.
I think that's what's happening.
You want something more serious.
I turn the dang TV off, or I turn it to Channel 2, CBS.
Okay.
Because I love that Ramin Mead.
Okay.
Have you seen her? I love her. She goes across on everything. She has a good sense of humor. She's very articulate. And she doesn't take it light, but she has kind of a light heart. And I like that. So I turn to her because I'm sick of Matt Lauer and his fluffy, foofy slippers and what else is in the new trend today.
And then he does
and Paula Deen and all them recipes. Forget about them.
Matt Lauer do that Where's Waldo thing where
yes.
he's all over the world.
Where's Waldo? Turn around and look where Waldo is. Bend
he's
your
got
head
a
down.
Giant camera crew all around him.
Yeah. You know? I'm sick of it. And the same thing with Good Morning America. They get on there. There's five of them. And they're all just going at it. And they're talking all the same time. And they're laughing. And I don't even know what they're talking about. I'm sick of all those. I'm sick of it.
So you
now,
want some...
I used to like that different stuff because that's why I kind of do Broadview.
Right.
Where we have some politics and we have some entertainers and we have some stuff. But we're never going to do the latest slipper trends. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do the latest silly, stupid stuff. And I'm just getting tired of that stuff.
Although we did talk about Anthony Weiner a lot.
I mean, well, they did too. And that was okay. I got a lot of my information from there. But I like more of the current event type stuff. And I think a lot of Americans out there are feeling the same way. Not necessarily want to know all about all the murders and all the Taliban misery, but all of the stuff. Like I said, like Ramin Mead does. They do that on the CBS Morning News. And they branch out into all areas of the United States and in the world and talk about all those things. And I like those. And I'm getting sick of the recipes. So you go, Charlie Rose. So he's going to be on CBS starting 7 a.m., 7 to 8 a.m.
I can tell you're excited.
It's going to have Gayle King, who you know is best known for Oprah's sidekick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going to be on there. So.
So really, she's made a career out of being a friend.
Yes, she has. Yes. I wonder what Oprah thinks of that.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah. And fashions and all that. Well, no, I do like the fashions, but I can't forget it. So I'm looking forward to that. So anyway, that's going to be it. Charlie Rose, Rise and Shine in the morning every day. They're taking a chance, CBS, because Today in America, Good Morning America's been on for so long. I'm sick of them. Good for you, Charlie. All right, let's take our break here because we've got a little bit more news to talk about, some hot topics of the week, and we've got JP's moment of common sense yet to come right here on Broadview.
The Buzz.
Looking for a fantastic location with a showroom, warehouse, or offices? How about signage to more than 200,000 cars a day? Keep your company's name on your customer's mind with more than 200,000 cars a day driving right by your sign. Matley Properties has office, retail, showroom, and warehouse available with signage to Highway 395. Current tenants include Pacific Medical, Sandy's Electronics, Tropical Penguin Scuba, Mattech Engineering, MetLife, ScottCom, Americom Broadcasting, Hanger Prosthetics and Orthotics, and Reno Media Group. All these companies have something in common, more than just Matley Properties. If you have a business that is considering a move, they all lead in their respective industries. Call Matley Properties today at 848-9064. Today, more than ever, you need every advantage you can have. Location, price, curb appeal, and being located with some of Reno's most successful companies is what Matley Properties can do for you. That's 848-9064. Matley Properties. Be seen by more than 200,000 cars a day. 848-9064.
1270 The Buzz has been your home for San Francisco 49ers football all season long. And now they're NFC West champions, heading to the playoffs for the first time since 2002. The divisional round playoff game is coming up Saturday, January 14th. And The Buzz will carry all the play-by-play action live from Candlestick Park. Join us for Coach Jim Harbaugh's Fox and the inside discussion during the pregame show starting at 1230. The full game and then analysis of how the game went down with locker room interviews. The 49ers in the playoffs, brought to you by Reno Dodge on 1270 The Buzz. Buzz. Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you for joining us on this first Saturday of the new year, 2012 now. I can't say that enough. I got to get it in my head so I'm not writing 2011 anymore.
No kidding.
Yeah. I got a feeling about 2012.
What's your feeling? Is it not a Mayan thing, is it?
No. Although I did watch 2012 last night.
Did you really?
What the heck? Shut up. Why didn't they have a lottery? Did you see that movie?
No, I didn't.
Oh. The world started, you know, it was the crust started melting and erupting, and some scientists down in Peru or something had said this was going to happen, and it was starting. Pretty soon, Los Angeles just went by the wayway, and New York City just collapsed, and everybody's running and driving and crazy, and then only a certain amount were allowed in this huge vessel that they had built.
Okay.
The military.
Sounds very realistic so far.
But guess what? There wasn't a lottery drawing for people to be on there. It was only the elite that had money.
Oh, isn't that the way the country
only
runs now?
Only the money-making people.
Right.
Didn't matter if they were citizens or not. If they had money, they got on.
The movie version of TARP. That's what we did with TARP. Yeah. We gave it all to Wall Street.
Well, it ended up, of course, as it usually does, with one person saying, hey, what have we turned into? Let them in. They're begging on the thing, trying to get in. So, yeah, it was just crazy. And then they're the only ones left in the world after the whole thing after 72 hours, just
so
like a flu, like a flu bug.
Oh, really? It just passed over?
Well, the planet was practically gone, and there they were coasting in the seas, and the sunshine was shining, and they all went out on deck and went, oh, yeah, let's start a new world.
Okay now.
If they're going to start a new world, they better just only take the young, tell you that.
No, don't say that.
No, we won't get to go. How about you? Have you ever seen that, Amy? Have you seen that 2012?
Yes, I have.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah, the computer graphics were amazing.
They were amazing.
Wow.
It was scary. And what's the funny guy that was in it? We know who he
is.
It's around the tip of
my tongue. Come on, to mine too. JP knows.
No, he doesn't watch movies. He doesn't listen to music. You know,
Buddy
he's
Holly?
All his. Buddy.
Close.
That's the last celebrity he remembers.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I can't remember. But anyway.
Woody Harrelson.
Yes, he was funny with the guy on
crazy hair, and he was doing a radio show from a trailer.
Yes, that's you, Jay.
Oh, no. No, I won't be hanging around for that. No.
Crazy hair, doing a radio show. You're right. That is
I'll
Jay.
Be running like a hotcake.
No, with words of wisdom, because he was full of wisdom.
Oh, I thought he was full of crap. But shut up and get going, Woody. He just took it all in. What's going on? You're pointing to something. Oh, open your mouth, Sean. I don't know your sign language here.
Oh, you don't?
No,
okay.
What
no,
does that mean?
I just have the picture of him up there.
Oh,
that's
good.
All.
Well, I don't see anything.
Well,
no, mine's dead.
Oh, let me, we'll have Andy go fix it.
I'm not turned on.
No, we need to have JP take care of that.
It's hard to be turned on. Jamahoo, now I'm turned on. Amy's touching me. I think my monitor's off there.
There's a switch in the center of the console here on top, the black switch there. Where's she going?
She's going anywhere she wants to go.
Called the on
she's blonde.
Off switch, Jeff.
No.
Hey, she did it. Look at that.
Oh, so it was off. Okay.
Well, I still don't see the picture, though. Oh, no signal. Okay, Woody Harrelson, is that what you showed?
The switch over there.
Oh, it's on you? You got it.
No, it's over there.
On JP's?
JP can reach it, yeah, right there. Just.
Do you see it, JP, on your screen?
No, the black box on the table right there next to the screen.
All right, never mind. Okay, whatever. Nobody even knows what we're talking about. They're going, what are they talking about in there?
We're taking up valuable airtime with this. Yes.
Radio great moments.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, it was a pretty fascinating movie. Where was I going with that? 2012 it is already.
You lost track already, huh?
Yes, of course I did, you know. But yeah, I feel like it's going to be a good year.
I like hearing that.
Yeah, because not that the unemployment is down, because we don't believe it, but because people are getting entrepreneurial and people are helping each other. We're helping in our own communities more. It's giving us, our imagination is flowing a little more, because you kind of have to. You know, yeah. You got to figure out what you're going to do. I'm going to get those rocks out and grow my own garden, so at least I got food, because I don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? But I mean, that's a start.
Good idea.
That's good things to start with.
Yes, I
you know,
agree.
Something for
you
the wild horses to eat when they visit.
There it is. There's the picture. Yeah, Woody Harrelson. What a nutcase.
Yeah, I loved his character.
Yeah, he played a good character.
How fun would that be?
He's a good actor.
Yes, he is.
Did you see him in Vampire Nation? When he was blasting vampires?
No.
Was it vampires?
Oh, stop it, JP. Just stop it.
Messing with our minds.
Okay, other in news this week was Casey Anthony. Of course, she resurfaced. Did you see that? She has a video.
Oh, my God. My goodness.
Did you watch it?
I did a little bit.
Did she say anything? Nothing. She said nothing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Casey Anthony.
She's been...
Casey Kaylee. You know, she was acquitted. Okay.
She's
Casey
gone
Anthony.
For 6 months.
She catapulted into the national spotlight when she was put on trial for the murder of her young daughter, Kaylee.
Most hated woman.
Then she went into hiding after being acquitted. Spoke out for the first time in a video diary, she's calling it. It was very surreal. This is what she said. It's just a little surreal how much things have changed since July and how many things haven't changed. She said in 4 minutes on the YouTube, she said... What did she say? She said, I'm so happy. I'm so excited to be able to Skype and keep a video log, take some pictures, and I finally have something I can call mine. It's been a long time since I've been able to call something mine.
No mention of her baby.
You had a daughter. So she didn't say anything, but
you guys really don't like her, do you?
Why should we?
Gracious.
Why should we? She's blonde.
She was innocent.
She had that long brown hair. What'd she do to it? Oh, she was innocent. That's what you said. Yeah.
That's like saying OJ was innocent.
You're funny,
oh,
JP.
Oh, man, you're funny. She had something to do
the
with it.
The jury did not find her
being
guilty.
That's true.
Being a bad mother helped. Being a mother who was just too busy. You know, so I'm not judging. I'm not the judge.
No,
I'm
not
the
all.
Jury. But now she's back on, and I just can't wait. She's just going to have more video diaries. I can't wait.